Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, presented by The Casual Pint, your place for delicious pump food paired with local beer.
Who will win off the field, the Big Ten or the SEC? This is Art Chansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. The future of college football for the 2026 postseason, at least, will be determined by December 1, when all proposals from the conferences have to be submitted. All nine conference commissioners and Notre Dame agreed the Big Ten and SEC will have the biggest say since they are the two strongest conferences in college football. And since recently, the major domo leagues have not agreed on a format. If a change is not approved by the end of Thanksgiving week, the college football playoff will remain 12 teams for another year. The SEC is advocating for the 5-plus-11 format of the five highest-ranked conference champions plus 11 at-large entries selected by the committee. The SEC is the most powerful conference in sports on the field and in the largest TV revenue distribution to their schools, to most tickets sold, to the fans and viewers and alumni in their region. The Big Ten is a close second in all of those categories. SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey is pushing for the 5-plus-11 because he has the best teams most years and thus the best bets for number one and number two seed. They play 8 conference games and 4 outside the SEC. As it is not in their best interest to play a 9th game, they might lose. While SEC's long-range goal is to be the strongest entry in the eventual College Super League, whenever that is organized and however it is financed, they could earn the biggest TV payout from massive rights fees that would approach what the NFL gets. The Big Ten wants to take power away from the committee and settle their playoff teams on the field. Commissioner Tony Petitti has floated the idea of Big Ten play-in games the last 2 weeks of the regular season. That is in line with the 9 conference games the Big Ten teams play. Those create more rival matchups and draw more fans in seats and eyeballs on TV. It could be complicated because the non-play-in teams might have to change schedule opponents over the last 2 weeks so every team gets to play 12 games. Membership in another club is also a reason the Big Ten wants to do more for its own. They are proud that 17 of their 18 schools are in the Association of American Universities, AAU, underscoring their nurtured academic theme over decades for the oldest conference in the country. What does all this mean for the ACC, which will again be rated at or near the bottom of conference rankings? Several power schools will be competing for one of the top 5 seeds, while others can play their way into the last 11 seeds if Sankey and the SEC win out. SEC football coaches want to own the probability of the most teams getting into the 16, and you know who really runs the SEC. This is Art Chansky. See ya at the Casual Pint.